Earth and sky.
The Phoenix Mars mission is scheduled to land on May 25th, 2008. It'll search for chemical traces of life on Mars. I spoke with Richard Cook, Mars Science Laboratory Project Manager, about the newest generation of life seekers on the Crimson Planet.
These will take sort of a chemical approach to analyzing it. Look for organic material, you know, look for trace gases, look for material that would indicate that there was either biological activity on Mars in the past or that it may even exist today.
Phoenix Lander will search near the North Pole of Mars, dig down about a meter or a yard into layers of ice and dirt, scoop up samples, and scan their chemistry.
The advantage of going to the polar areas with Phoenix is that there's a lot of interaction between the atmosphere and the polar regions.
Cook said that these layers of dust and ice can trap trace gases from the atmosphere like a bubble wrap of ancient life.
It's like a library, you know, where you can find the record of the past atmospheres of Mars over tens of thousands of years.
Mars is a tough place for life, said Cook, extremely acidic, oxidizing, and arid. I asked him what life on Mars might be like if found.
You know, obviously, there's not enough of a broad range of environments today to support life. And so it's really going to be the last remnants of something that might have developed a long time ago.
Thanks today to NASA in celebration of the International Polar Year. I'm Jorge Salazar for Earth and Sky, a clear voice for science.
We're at earthsky.org.